Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While the media last week was focusing on a supposedly strong jobs and unemployment report, they either did not cover or only slightly reported on all the horrible financial data. Perhaps the most important scary story was a continuing increase in the 10-year U.S. Treasury debt interest rate. This interest rate rose to almost triple what it was just 7 months ago. The rise in this interest rate scared stock investors and increased the opportunity cost of investing in physical gold and silver. Gold and silver prices dropped more than usual last week, partly in response to higher interest rates. But don't be deceived by this temporary decline. This also happened in March last year, right before the federal government enacted its first multi-trillion dollar COVID-19 coronavirus relief package. Did you know that barely 4 months after the inflationary spending bill was enacted last March, the gold rose to an all-time high record level and the price of silver more than doubled from its low point? In another little covered development last week, because of rising Treasury debt interest rates, the interest rates on home mortgages also jumped. This is already having a negative impact on home sales and will eventually push down the average selling price. Higher interest rates will also cut business profits, which will harm stock prices. For two decades, I have tracked prices of 21 commodities in metals, agricultural products, and energy. Did you know that from the end of 2019 through Tuesday last week, that the wholesale prices for 12 of the 21 rose from more than 30% to as much as 65%? Another four were up more than 20%. Four others rose 4 to 14%. Only one of these commodities, Brent crude oil, was down, and that was just slightly. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that compensation costs for civilian workers rose in the 12 months to December last year by 2.5%. Obviously, we're on the brink of major consumer price increases. Will you be buying physical gold and silver at today's relative bargain levels? Or will you wait for much higher prices before you do so? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.